Our scripture reading today is from 1 Corinthians chapters 3, verses 9 through 11. This is the New International Version. For we are co-workers in God's service.
You are God's field, God's building.
By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder.
And someone else is building on it, but each one should build with care.
For no one can lay any foundation other than one already laid,
which is Jesus Christ.
Our second scripture reading today is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. This is the Common English Bible translation.
Therefore, as God's choice, holy and loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
Be tolerant with each other, and if someone has a complaint against anyone, forgive each other. As the Lord forgave you, so also forgive each other.
And over all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. This is the word of God for all the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
All right. Good morning. I'm Ethan. I would like to extend at least welcome to people on Facebook and here. So today my sermon will be talking about Legos and how they're connected to building, like the church. So, all right. Legos are one of the most popular gifts nowadays. There are aisles full for all the Lego sets that are being sold at Target and Walmart. So many different options of what you could build. But you may remember when Legos came in those giant buckets. They didn't always come in those pre-packaged sets that would build one thing perfectly. Instead, they came all jumbled up. You could dump them out and use your imagination to build whatever you wanted. You had to seek for the next perfect piece to complete your masterpiece. There were big pieces, there were small pieces, those weirdly shaped pieces, all sorts of colors. There were some that were clear. There were a base piece, there were corner pieces, pieces that looked like an airplane wing or tires. And if you were lucky, you had that one piece that was flat, green pieces, that would act as your base, almost like a ground or grass. You could build a whole tower on top of that if you wanted to. There was no limit of what you could build when you had this many options. This kind of building is like the church. We're all different and unique. But when we come together, we continue building up the church that rests on the foundation of Jesus Christ. If every Lego looked exactly the same, we wouldn't really have that many options to build upon. But because there are different Legos, we can do more. Just like we are different, and we can do more together. When Jesus walked the earth, he taught his disciples, the apostles, and all of us that God loves us. When Jesus left the earth, he gave his followers the command to go out and build his church. Now, we didn't use those words exactly, but kind of what he said. The good news is the gospel of Jesus spread across the world. People far and wide began to hear it, stories of what he did and how much God loves us. The start of the church wasn't easy, though. There were persecutions, those that didn't believe, those that came up with different beliefs, but still, this church started and grew. Today, our scriptures tell us that Jesus is the cornerstone and foundation of the church. We know of our faith comes from the word of God and what Jesus taught us. So today, the youth want to say again or reiterate what it means to be the church. When people talk about youth ministries, they often say that we are the future of the church. Yes, That may be true. We may be the future of the church, but we are also the present. Today we are the church. Today each of us are a different Lego that has to build upon top of each other to build the Lego of the church. If you are one of those pieces too, no matter who you are, what you do with your life, no matter how old you are, no matter how deep your faith is, no matter how often you come. All of us together are the church. If Jesus is our base, and all the disciples, prophets, and apostles, and early followers of Jesus are the next level, then we build upon those layers upon layers and across the world and time that make up the church. Somewhere in this building across time, a church, we have our church. We have our youth group. We have our cells. Now, outside of this wonderful church, we have every other church in the world. There are different denominations, different styles of worship, different types of pastors, but still, together we make up the church. 1 Corinthians tells us that we're all co-workers for God, and we make up what God is building. We are different. We all disagree on things. We have split from each other, and we've also come back together each other. We hold different views, and we prefer different versions of the Bible. But still, together, each one of us is a piece that makes up the whole church. We're all different colors. We're all different sizes. We're all different ages. We love different people. We each have our own faults. We each worship differently. We think of God uniquely. But with our differences, we should all do one thing the same. We should all love. Colossians tells us we have been chosen by God. We are His church, and because of that, we should act in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We should be tolerant with each other and should forgive each other. But over all these things, Colossians remind us that we need to act in love. The love is not our own, but it's a reflection of the love that God has shown us. God has shown us compassion, kindness, patience. God has forgiven us, and God loves us. God has shared His love with us so that we can share His love with everyone else. It's the binding. It's the glue that holds us all together. We don't fit perfectly because we are so unique. But our God has graced us with the love that binds us together with that love. Even with our own differences. We are human. So, what does that mean? We can get caught up in ourselves. We can get caught up in our differences and disagreements. The building and every other church can be a place where only some feel welcome, where people who are exactly alike gather like a social club feel. We can lose sight of our great call to love and become loveless. We judge those who walk in the door, and we make some feel bad or guilty for not knowing all the made-up rules of the church. The good news is the Bible of God loves us so much, He wanted to spend eternity with us, no matter our differences. The love of God was freely given, and now we were called to give it too. Our foundation in Jesus showed us what perfect love looks like. Now, as His church, we must go on loving everyone in the same way. Even those weird pieces that seem to stick out at different angles, even the smallest pieces, even the pieces that have a scuff mark and are imperfect, the love of God helps us all stick together. So that's our call today. As the youth group of the church, we think that we should let God stick us together. We should remember just how we are loved, and we should let God guide us in how we can love each other, even with our differences. So go, be a Lego today. Be proud of knowing what we have created through Jesus and are excited for what God will create through us for the future. We are the church together. Will you pray with me? Lord, you create us to be different. Our differences do not separate us, but allow us to build together stronger. Use your love to bind us together now and in the future. As we continue to grow as your church and in your holy name, amen.